Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick joins me after his sixth win of the season. Big win against Pittsburgh on a road, Coach. You guys did a lot of good things in this game. What are we going to start with?
Well, I think this place, good place to start was our red area defense, and that's something that we've been working hard on, and the improvement and the plays in this game really helped. I'm sure you've seen this before as a quarterback. There's just kind of nobody open here. A couple of guys double covered, tight coverage on the back, and so nobody really here to throw the ball to. Landry Jones ends up throwing it away. Devin gets his hand on it, almost picks it off. But big third down stop for us there in the red area, held him to a field goal.
Yeah, that's like a three deep look you guys had. Next thing you know, it looks like you had four deep at one point.
Yep, and okay. We're able to match onto the receivers.
Pittsburgh does a lot of this too, this bunch in motion, right?
Yeah, and a lot of empty formation. It's a third and four situation. And again, more good coverage. This time we're in a zone defense, and you'll see the crossing receivers come underneath, and this is a good example of really how defense should be played, where you pass receivers from one zone to the next, and if they keep going, then they just get passed on to the next guy. So again, a good match on this play. Steelers love these crossing patterns, especially in this third and short type of situation. So our underneath defenders did a good job here matching the routes. Malcolm gets his hands on the ball. Had this big pass breakup, and then also, of course, the interception, which saved us 7 points.
When he plants that back foot and really breaks on the ball, is he as good as you've seen? You've had some good corners.
Yeah, he's got good explosion, okay. Very good quickness. And, Malcolm's a very good player in short spaces.
Okay, red zone offense.
Yeah, the screen pass is a big play for us. Another thing that we've been working very hard with our timing on and getting good execution. This is the screen here to James White, and Joe Tooney really gets it going. So it's man-to-man coverage, and Tooney comes out and gets the cover linebacker. There's the linebacker that's responsible for covering the running back. And then, we try to get these screens, kind of we call it down the sidewalk, down the numbers, or down the inside edge of the numbers, depending on where the ball is located on the field. This is David Andrews really giving a good second effort, great effort here to come down, jump over the pile, make a block on the free safety here.
It's a heck of a cut, too.
Yep, and springs White into the end zone. So, again, well-executed screen pass that really came at the right time for us. And, our lineman Joe and David did a great job downfield.
Okay, getting outside. Here we go now.
Well, another, we talked about the running game and how important that was for us. The big key here for against the Steelers is getting these two double teams on the line of scrimmage and then bumping up to the linebackers. Rob does a good job here on the edge. You can see there's a natural hole in there. Julian, gets the corner here, gets Burns, and really knocks him back. Gives a good cut, good space for LG to make the cut. Garrett gets some extra yards on his own here, making the corner. Burns missed the tackle and, get another 5-6 yards there. So we'll look at the same play from the end zone, but that was, we had some good, real good blocking here at the line of scrimmage. This is, again, Solder and Tooney responsible for the down lineman and the linebacker. And once the linebacker runs through here and tries to shoot the gap, then Joe comes off and takes him. Nate pins the defensive tackle, and it's a hole that even you and I can make yards through.
Yeah, I don't
well,
know
you
that.
Anyway.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, Julian here too, and this isn't the first time. I recall several times where just hellacious blocking downfield by your receivers, and that helps the running game so much more.
Yep, Julian, Chris, Danny, those guys really do a good job. Malcolm, of course, had a big block on Brissett's touchdown run against Houston. And, LeGarrette does a nice job of setting this up, breaking outside. And again, not running out of bounds here, but,
right.
Instead of getting tackled there around the 45-yard line, he finishes the run, gets another 6-7 yards, showed really good toughness in the running game.
Nice job lowering the pad level there.
Absolutely. Yeah, lowering the pad level, getting extra yards, and taking care of the ball.
Okay, a little trips left here.
Yeah, this is a good, really good play here by Tom and, hitting Rob down the middle. This is Golden who ends up on him. And, it's kind of a tough read right here. It almost looks like they might be doubling Gronkowski, which you would expect them to do. The double coverage is back over here on Hogan's side. But the safety actually ends up, pushing outside to Danny, and that leaves single coverage there on Rob. And
this is third and seven, too.
That lights up the scoreboard. So good throw, good catch. An excellent job here of just, reading this coverage. That looks, again, kind of looks like it's going to be double coverage on Gronkowski. And then, Tom is able to see, Mitchell kind of turning outside here, or Davis, rather, to kind of turn outside and, getting the matchup on Golden down the middle.
Like that dance in there.
Yeah, good, nice, good spike there.
Finally
love to see that.
It's good to see that. Yeah, we haven't seen that in a while. It's good to get it cranked up. All right, and this is another big play by Rob here.
It is, and you know, I think this really is a good look at Rob's route running ability. Again, this is Golden matched up on him here, so a little play action fake. Rob comes in, you know, on Golden, the safety, and takes him down the middle like he's going to run a crossing pattern or an over route, and he gives him good move here and bends it back out. You know, the receivers clear out the corners, and you know that's a lot of space there. So,
but just that little stick, just that little bend right there to get that guy thinking he's going that way. That's the difference between making a route work and not making it work.
Yep, and then the number of times that we've run Rob on those over routes, and then to come back and you know, counter it. It looks like, you know, Golden's trying to, you know, guess on the route and undercut it a little bit, and you know, Rob comes back away from, you know, turns into a big play, and you know, sets up our last touchdown. So, you know, really a well executed play by Rob. You know, his route running ability sometimes is, you think it's all size and strength, but you know, as a technique route runner, he's pretty good.
More importantly, good win against a good physical team.
Sure,
good stuff right there, Coach. Thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week. We'll see you next week.